What's up, y'all? It's Kane and Aiden here. Episode 2 of the Kane and Aiden pod is coming at you. We got some good stuff coming today. Like always, Aiden, how are you feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, not a whole lot done today, but, you know, I didn't get to sleep that much because people had to come and look at the house. So,
my one day off,
you know. But anyways, man, you know, how's your day been, bro? What's going on with you?
Pretty good. I was a little disappointed me and Aiden get to join the Duos tournament on Fortnite. Those dudes would have been scared out of their minds, but
facts. Yeah,
pretty good, just chilling. We thought about joining the Duos tournament on Fortnite, but Aiden had to get up because people were looking at his house, so we didn't get to. But
hey,
I mean,
got us some new clothes. You know,
nice.
It's a risk I had to take, you know.
Yeah, facts. I mean, we are pretty good, so we definitely would have won that thing. But just been chilling.
Yes, sir. So to start off this episode, we want to start off with a bit of inspiration. So we're gonna take a quote
from
Antonio Brown.
I don't think the words inspiration and Antonio Brown have been used in the same sentence since 2014, but
I'm not sure about that. But this is Antonio Brown's statement on his biggest regret.
I was just gonna say, for those of you who don't know, Antonio Brown was at one point one of the greatest wide receivers in football and is now just a clown.
Basically, what we call him. We call him the Kanye of football, basically, just because, like, he just says stuff just to say it at this point. But I don't know. This kind of tops anything else I've ever read in my life. So I kind of feel like I'm getting dumber just by reading it right now. But I'm going to share that with you guys right now. So this is from Antonio Brown on his biggest regret. My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to the Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap on the Jet Stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you to all see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
Yikes.
Wow. Yeah, I don't even know, like,
that's to think about bad. That. You know what sucks about this quote, too, is he literally put it out 20 minutes after we recorded our first episode of this podcast. Like, me and Aiden stopped recording. We go to play Fortnite, and I'm like, hey, bro, listen to this quote by Antonio Brown, and it's that. So now getting into the actual quote, let me pull it up. It's bad, dude. Like, it is bad. First off, throwing rocks at a UPS driver, showing up late in a hot air balloon, and calling your GM a cracker, like... And then after that, he has the audacity to say that none of those things are his biggest regret. And I didn't mention him full on taking his shirt off and quitting in the middle of a football game, running around the stadium. And you know what? I heard Richard Sherman talking about that. And he said they had it on the Jumbotron, like on the screen as Antonio Brown was running around.
The thing is, too, is like, it's what he compares himself to is like, there's so many other football players I would have seen play live than Antonio Brown. Like, he wouldn't even crack top 10 for me, to be honest with you. He's not cracking top 10.
He just compared himself to probably the greatest band of all time.
Definitely and one of them. Definitely most, like, influential.
Of all time to ever walk this earth. Antonio Brown just compared himself to both of those people in a Twitter statement that he captioned, "Sincerely, AB."
I wonder if he's a Twitter team, bro. Like, what are they thinking right now? Because, like, you see so many famous people that, like Andrew Tate getting banned from, like, Twitter and Instagram. But, like, his job is to literally cause controversy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude's job is to play football. Like, what is his team thinking, bro? They're probably all sitting there in a chair.
He doesn't play football anymore. He's done.
I know. They're all just sitting in, like, a round table just like, what's going on, bro? Like, I don't even know what to do with him. Like, I don't even know. If I were him, I would fire him, bro, honestly.
And then he says... My biggest regret is that I never got to see Antonio Brown play a game live. Like, what does that even mean? I don't know.
Like, what, you'd be like right by the field, like, watching yourself in awe. Like, that's so lame, bro.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there'd be times where, like, you wish you had something on camera that you did. Like, you're playing a game of basketball and, like, say, like, you broke someone's ankle. Like, oh, I wish that was on camera. But, boy, you're not going to be like, oh, I wish I was one of the people standing on the sidelines watching it happen. Like, that's so weird. I don't even know, dude.
With me and Aiden, I'm going to just throw it out there. I think I speak for you too, Aiden, by saying that we do not like Antonio Brown.
Yeah. At this point, it's just like a comedy thing. It's just like, wait, what's he going to say next? You know what I'm saying? And I hate to be that guy that like gives him like attention for that. But, you know, it's, sometimes it's just like, I don't even know, man. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to just read that and be like, yeah, you know, whatever. I'll go play, continue my game. Like, I don't know.
So that's pretty bad. But moving on to the next thing we got, me and Aiden are back at school this week. First weeks of school, Aiden had a full week. I had 3 days. If you guys didn't know, Aiden is a junior in high school, and I'm on my senior season, one last run in high school. So, Aiden, what are your thoughts on your schedule, your teachers, and your classes so far?
I'm not gonna lie. Like the first like 2 days of school, I was like, oh, this year's gonna suck. And not even because like my classes are so bad. It's like you ever like walk into a classroom and you're like, oh, I know nobody here.
Facts.
That was a story for like 3 or 4 classes in a row. But you know, you kind of gotta make the best out of a situation. Cause I gotta remember too, like I came to the school last year not knowing anybody. So I can't go in a classroom already giving up on it, you know. But that's kind of my first thought, was just like, oh, this sucks or whatever. But at the same time, school has changed a lot for me too, because I started going to the CTC, which you probably want to use at your school if you go to like a bigger school. Basically, what it is, it's like off-campus classes or whatever. So you take a bus like midday, go over there, take classes, go back to school. So I have been doing that, and that's actually been a lot of fun. So,
and yeah, I've been enjoying that a lot. You've been doing some cool classes with that too.
Yeah, I'm in a sports marketing class right now, which we haven't gotten like too crazy into detail, but like there's definitely some people in there that I sit with that are like cool, like, you know, I mess with them, you know, good people to talk to. Did a personality quiz last time. That was fun.
Oh,
bro,
nice.
I swear, every year of school, bro, there's always that one teacher that's like, you know, guys, today we're going to discover a little more about ourselves, and then gives you the same personality test of the 14 personalities. Like, boy, I've done this test like 8 times, bro.
Hey, bro, I had an all about me sheet. It was bad enough as a senior in high school. That thing was front and back. Full. I'm like, bro, I'm over here like 10 minutes. Like, it's like 10, 15 minutes. Like, I'm like, bro, come on.
What's your favorite color? I know I like coloring. I like a coloring sheet like in science class where I like draw a bunch of things I like. I'm just like, bro, what is this? Like, I don't know. But at the same time, I guess it beats like just paperwork, just writing notes and all that stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. So,
my first week was solid, though. I think the only thing that was really like difficult for me was like having to work. I had to work every day after school this week, and that was tough. Like, literally, I get out of school at 3. It's a 30-minute drive home, and as soon as I get home, I have to change and go to Chick-fil-A.
I know. And like, if y'all didn't know, we're filming this on Saturday right now. Is like, mm-hmm. we literally did the notes for this last night, because he started work like every day this week, started at 5, and I get home from school at 4:45. So like, we don't have any time to do this. So I mean, we're doing it now. But
So now we talk about my first week, Kane. How was your first week at school?
It was pretty solid, honestly. Going in, I was like, oh, I got a lot of classes that I'm trying to switch out of. And honestly, bro, like, teachers really kept me, like, was like, you know what, I'm gonna stick it, because you know, I got a lot of cool teachers this year. Like, honestly, all my teachers are cool this year. Obviously, it's been 1 week, so, you know, no one really knows that for sure. But, yeah. I mean, for now, it has been good. I'm taking Outdoor Adventures. Really weird. I don't know how I ended up in that, but
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It is funny. I'm not going to lie. Everyone I've told at school has laughed. But teacher convinced me to stay in there, and then I got a lot of other cool classes. Luckily, math this year, I'm taking financial math, so I ain't gonna have to stress about math for the first time since like elementary school. So
for real,
that's clutch. And then everything else is pretty good. Just kind of going one last time at school.
So how would you say like your attitude has changed, like going in from previous years, like as to going into your senior year? Like, what's the feeling? Like, what's the attitude? Like, what's the atmosphere? You know.
I think it is a little different. I think obviously just the classes are easier, so that in itself is different. It's a lot more, I feel like every year of high school before this, I've kind of like walked into school like the first week and just been like totally disappointed that's going to be my life for the next however many months. You know, that feeling when it's like, crap, I'm stuck here Monday through Friday for however long. But this year, I really haven't had that, just knowing it's the last year. just kind of trying to enjoy it all and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And but no, it's been good. The atmosphere, it's definitely a lot different than you know, other years. I really didn't think it would hit me like that. And it's, I'm not talking about like emotionally, but I'm talking like,
yeah,
I didn't think it would be like, any different.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Just like, it's just like the attitude has completely changed. Even for me this year, like I said, like going into classes and not knowing people, at first I was just like, oh, well, this year's gonna suck. But it's just like, why would that's just the worst way to start off with it. Why not, like, you know?
Yeah.
Make the best out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sorry, my bad. I will say this, is that a lot of people have been like, oh, what's your advice for like a, every time I hear someone's advice, like every time I hear a senior's advice for an underclassman, it's always like, enjoy the moment, you know, yada, yada. That's not my advice. My number one, honestly, number one piece of advice would be like, do not stress out over like certain assignments, certain tests. Like, it's not worth it. Like, I remember being, yeah. I remember sophomore year being like, bro, this class sucks. Like, I hate sophomore year because I had to do one like long assignment and it was like some online lab or some crap for chemistry. And then I thought about it and I'm like, bro, I'm getting this mad over an online lab. Like, it's not the end of the world.
For real. Bro, I can't even lie though. Those like online web quests suck, bro. I swear. Oh, those are the worst.
And you know,
maybe like a 4-page packet and it's over here like, go to, and the thing is, they always make you type in the link.
Oh, yeah.
https://..
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, bro, oh, my gosh. .org. Like, what is going on?
The worst with those links is when the teachers write it on the board, and you're just sitting there, and they're like, https://. I'm like, bro. Like, chill.
For real. And the thing is, too, they'd be, like, writing it wrong, so then, like, it takes you to the website, but it's not the right part of it.
I was like, site not found. It's that little paper with this frowny
face. And they'd be trying to convince you that you're the one who did it wrong. Well, it didn't work for all my other classes, so it shouldn't be working for y'all the same, but I'm going to act like it should be. Like, what? Like, what are we doing right now?
Makes no sense. You got to understand, bro, is, like, some teachers just do not understand technology. Like, you get this old teacher, they do not. Like, last year, I had this one teacher, not naming names or what subject you're in, but I had this one teacher, right? And the internet was out in the entire district, and he wanted us to read some article. And so we go in the article. Of course, it doesn't work because the internet's out. And I'm like, or we're like, you know, the article's not working or whatever. This dude goes, keep refreshing it and it'll work. Like, the internet is out. How are we going
to remind you? I got two little stories for you, bro. So, like, in one of my CTC classes, we get like these big computers, like big ones. But they're made in like 2008, bro, like laptops.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that thing died in like less than an hour, bro.
Yep, I know, that's right. That's why I have an AV, the worst computers ever.
This dude, okay, so this dude next to me or whatever, he was like trying to charge his phone on my computer or whatever, so I was like, oh, you know, it's a computer. Like, it's on 58%. It's not going to die from a phone charging on it. Dude, in like 5 minutes, it was on 36. Like, I barely completed my assignment. Like, when I got done my assignment, I was on like 8%. And like, it didn't take me long at all.
No, I know, because I remember last year in our AV classes, you would think we're in AV, we would have good computers. We literally don't. We have a brand of computers I never heard of. I try to hook my phone up to it to charge it. It literally, the whole class period doesn't even go up 1%.
Like, I know. It'd be having like the green. It doesn't even charge.
I know. These schools, their computers are so bad. So anyway, Aiden, has anything crazy happened? Oh, wait. You said you got another story, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. This is actually, this is, okay. I got this assigned to me yesterday in English class. So basically, as I go to the CTC, I arrive to my English class like late every day.
Oh, yeah.
So, but actually, in that period, we go to lunch in the middle of the period and come back. That's already kind of lame to me. But I don't know. A little break's not that bad, to be honest, either.
That's lame, yeah.
But it's like, I get there late, and my teacher's like, come on, Aiden, we gotta go. And like, I've known her since like last year or whatever. So like, she knows me, so it's kind of like weird sometimes. So she's just like, come on, Aiden, come on. I'm like, bro, like, geez, like, give me 2 seconds to do my work, bro. And so the first assignment she pulls out is a 500-word assignment, right?
Ooh.
Where you have to, so we have to like make 10 questions with the topic, like on like an interview with someone. So we have to interview somebody, and we have to write a 500-word like summary of like what the interview, what they said in it. Yeah. Such a bad assignment. The thing is, like, who is your favorite person? So it's going to, like, 10 questions. Like, oh, what's your favorite memory of this person? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, boy, this is so dumb. Like, a 500-word, like, I don't know. It's not horrible, but it's like, if I got matched up with someone I knew, it wouldn't be that bad. But literally, I never met this guy before. And it's kind of just like, you know, We're not on a first name basis.
I had homework first week in school.
For real?
Yeah, man. I got it done before I left on Friday, though. But I had homework for my college English class. Man, second day of school, they had us making this, like, poster thing for, like, a full-on presentation second day of school.
Dude, oh, yeah, I literally had my first quiz yesterday. I swear.
Yeah,
and bro. I'm having another quiz on Tuesday.
But anyway, so, Aiden, has anything crazy happened at your school yet these first 5 days?
Anything crazy? Not really. There's a guy walking around with an ankle monitor on. I was like, what is going on right now? Hey, I'm, man. Like, getting a drink of water, and this dude just comes storming up the restroom looking mad. Like, he had, like, a serious look on his face. I'm like, look, that is an ankle monitor on. I was like, what is going on right now, bro? Like, it's the first day of school. Like, it was literally the first day of school. And, like, I don't know what he did, whatever. I'm just like, what is going on right now? And I was like, I was fine. I was like, yo, why you got an Apple Watch on your leg, bro? That's what I was thinking, but I didn't say it.
I guess.
I don't know. That dude looked like he was looking for a fight. He was looking for something to get into.
I shouldn't name drop Aiden's school, but let's just say, like, that's not the craziest thing that's happened there.
Nah, I mean, it's not that bad. It was just, like, funny. It was, like, I don't know. I just thought it was funny, to be honest. Like,
nah, yeah,
you're at school, bro. Like, keep the ankle monitor. I thought ankle monitor was supposed to be at home. He probably lets him go to, like, school and home, and that's it.
For real. I don't know, bro. So, this is almost crazy for me to say, but nothing insane has happened first day of school. And Aiden knows we've had some pretty crazy stuff happen in my school.
I don't know if we can even go into some of that stuff, but...
Shoot, yeah, I don't might as go well. It, but I mean, we've had some crazy stuff happen in my school. We've had Aiden,
not like bad, but like just like nasty. Like, why would anyone do that?
We've had, you know, I don't even want. I think we're both thinking of a thing, but I'm not gonna say it. But if Aiden wants to say it, he can go for it.
So, I'll say it because why not? So basically, last year at Kane School, what was it, the last week of school?
It was the second to last day of school, the last full day of school.
Second to last day of school. Someone decided to poop in a cup, right? And then put it on the lunch table. I don't know in what, like, what part of your brain that, like, I don't, the thing is, like, I don't even know where you come to think about that. Like, who's just like, oh, I had an idea. Like, what? Like, what is this, bro? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not just crazy to me. This matter, but yes, it did happen.
But anyways, we talked a lot about, like, Kane's senior year and stuff like that, but I think the biggest question everyone asks about senior year is, like, what's going on afterwards? And already we talked about last episode about Kane going to DBU, but since then he's also went on a private tour at DBU. So Kane, how was the private tour?
It was good, man. It was honestly, it was a really, really good tour.
Mm-hmm.
What was
the thing that stood out to you the most in that tour? Like, what was like the number one thing that you were like, oh yeah, this is the place?
I mean, I didn't see much that I didn't see the last time, but it was honestly just like, the campus life, I guess I could say. And there's no, I'm not meaning that by like, oh yeah, there's tons of parties. But what I mean by that is like, they really care about not just school and, you know, like they provide mm-hmm. so much things for you to go and do, like you can do this, this, and this. And seems like a good time for 4 years. Like, you know,
yeah.
By the time we had seen everything, one of the last things we saw was the dorm room. And I was like, dude, they just showed me all of this and now they're showing me a dorm room. Like, I'm barely going to be in here, but to sleep. Like,
for real.
They've got a recording studio where I'm sure I'm going to be recording some of these episodes in college. They got, mm-hmm. you know, all kinds of sports you can play. You know, they got crazy, like, lounge areas, like, pool, mm-hmm. ping pong, table, like, all that kind of stuff. Foosball. Mm-hmm. They got beach volleyball courts. I showed Aiden a picture of the basketball court, but they have a beautiful basketball court right in the middle of campus. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, honestly, that's what really stood out to me the most. But it was a really good tour.
That's awesome, though. You know what I thought about would suck? If, like, you had, like, a big, like basketball court there, like a real, like, big basketball college, and you're just playing out there, and some, like, the D1 prospect just pulls up. And that would suck, bro. Like, that would, like, ruin the fun for everybody, I feel like.
I know, like, imagine you go to Duke whenever Zion was there, and you're just playing outside with your friends, and then Zion pulls up.
He's like, hey, guys, can I get in? Like, I would say, yeah, just to, like, play with him. But then, like, I would be mad if, like, every single time he pulled up. Like, I would not be cool with that. I'm like, bro, we're trying to, like, play a game where we all shoot, like, 25%, bro. Like, what are we doing?
I know. And then he's over here dunking, breaking the rims. Yeah, but yeah. Honestly, No, it was good. I'm excited. Aiden's going to be, I'm sure, starting that process here coming up.
Yes, sir. I mean, I haven't really started looking at too many colleges just because, like, you know, I really have one more year before I need to get, like, really, really serious about it.
Yeah.
But, like, right now for me, I'm just trying to find, like, what I'm really interested in. And, like, that's always just been hard for me. I don't know why, but it's just, like, there's so many things out there to do. It's just, like, how do you just settle in on one of them, you know? So that's always a kind of a struggle I've been having. But, you know, I'm not really tripping over it right now. I still got things going on right now. I don't need to know tomorrow. I don't need to know next week. I don't need to know in a month. But I do need to start narrowing down on certain things, I would say.
I'll say this, too, though, is, like, I had interest, but let's see, you're 1 week into your junior year. 1 week into my junior year, I had no clue what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I got my job that I was like, okay, this is fun, and I'm good at this. I can do this for real. I think the thing, too, is that I know people say this a lot, but I feel like there is a lot of pressure on us to kind of be like, okay, you need to know what you're doing. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing right now, 1 week into your junior year, not even into your junior year yet, like, that's mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, it's not always about, like, applying pressure on yourself. It's about the pressure that life puts on you.
Yeah,
that's like, my brother moved out, right? He's in college now. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, whenever he was in, like, his last, like, year of high school, bro, the only thing people asked him was about what he's going to do afterwards. Like, no one ever asked him about what was going on right now. I was always, ooh, what's your plan? What's your plan for life? What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your life? I feel like the people always say, what are you going to do? I feel like the question, what are you going to do with your life, is kind of a dumb question in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you're already doing something with your life right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and I mean,
like, what do you, like, I feel like we should ask more, like, what do you want your future to look like more than, like, what do you want to do with your life? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that pressure you were talking about is just super unnecessary. Like, what's the point in that pressure? Like, they're okay. So let's say I want to be a sports writer, right? Like, I have a job with the Rangers. Doesn't mean I'm for sure set on that, and that's what I'm doing. Like, my mm-hmm. point is, I don't have my life any more figured out than you do or someone else does that doesn't know what they want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I do, but I mean, you know, that pressure is just super necessary.
And I feel like the question, like, what do you want your future to look like? It's just a better question, because it's just like, people always say, like, what are you going to do with your life? Like, no, let's not always just ask that. Let's, like, look at, like what the fun things we want to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where do you want to go when you're older? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, where's a place you want to be? That way it's like, you have things to look forward to. Like, what do you want to do with your life? It's not like a positive question. Like, it's not, like, I don't look forward, like, to, like, having, like, a job every day. I'm not saying, like, I won't like it. Like, I'm sure I probably will. But, like, as of right now, like, I'm cool where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit around and worry all the time about what I'm going to do in 5 years. Because then I spent my this year doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, I mean, my job is I'm doing the same thing that I want to do for my career. But, like, do you think I get super excited about going into work every day, you know, and it's a blowout game, or I get super excited about sitting there in a chair for however many hours and watching a baseball game? Like, I don't always get excited about that. Like, I've been more excited for this off season than I ever have for an off season in my life. Like, it's going to be such a good break. My point is, like, even if you have your dream job, like, oh yeah, this is what I want to do. Like, you're not always going to look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said not always looking forward to it. That's actually the opposite of how I feel about, you know, where I work at Chick-fil-A. Obviously, I'm thrilled every single time I go in there every day, you know? That's
the most fun.
Boy, that reminds me. I was doing dishes yesterday, bro. It was so bad. They made me so mad yesterday because, so I was supposed to go home at 9 or whatever. And so they put me on dishes at 8. So I was like, bet, you know what I'm saying? If I get dishes done, I can get dishes done by 8:40, you know what I'm saying? Or even before that.
Yeah.
Like, an hour is like, that's way too long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can get home 20 minutes earlier than I could have or whatever, which may not seem like a lot, but like when you look at the clock, you're like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot better. Boy, it's over here 8:20, like 8:15. I've done dishes for like 10 minutes, maybe not even 10 minutes max, because I have to fill up like the big old sink or whatever. Aiden, what's up? Go out on Expo. I'm like, are you serious, bro? And for those who don't know what Expo is, basically what we have to do is like, probably been a Chick-fil-A before. It's people that run out orders of people's cars, like in the drive-through or whatever. Like, they hand the food at window, then you walk around the corner or whatever. Which is not it's not bad. I don't mind doing it, but like, dude, it was so annoying because I was just trying to go home, and of course I didn't get home till like 9:30 because I had to do Expo for so long.
No, that is that's tough. The 20-minute analogy, just imagine sitting in the middle of class for 20 minutes and how long that is.
For real, because it's the same thing. Like, when you're somewhere that you don't really want to be, like, 20 minutes is a long time. Because that's how I'd be, bro. I have to, like, convince myself, like, okay, don't look at the clock. Don't look at the clock. Because I know I'm going to be disappointed every single time.
I know.
But, like, dang, I've been here for a minute. And, like, look at it, 1 hour. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so, like, ugh. But at least I'm done with the 10-hour shifts, though. I'm glad about that. That was the worst.
Now, imagine that feeling of sitting there for 20 minutes looking at a clock, but sitting there at a baseball game you don't want to be at, wanting to go home, and there is no clock to look at because you don't know when it's going to end. That's me sometimes. Sucks. So bad. And I wanted to, one more thing, too. This is the last thing I wanted to talk about before we end this episode. If any of you guys saw my TikTok where I said I wanted to go home, I was not exaggerating or making that up. I was actually super bored, and I really wanted to go home. There are games where you're like, screw this. But you know what? That's part of it, and we're out here doing it. So
yeah, it sounds like you just got to push through for it. Because, you know, I think there's going to be a better benefit on the other end than just do it, honestly. Yeah, it's like, one thing I heard is, like, I saw a picture. It was like struggle here so you don't struggle here. It's like a guy lifting weights or whatever, you know? Like, he's struggling at that moment, but he's getting better, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Instead of struggling here, it's like a big old, like, big dude or whatever, like, just not doing nothing, like, probably feeling horrible. So it's like, you know, pick what struggle do you want. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to struggle at work but then have money? Or do you want to, you know, not do anything, not work at all, and then struggle with money? You know what I'm saying? I feel like getting through the struggle part of it is, like, that's really the best part.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But anyways, guys, we talked about a lot of good stuff today. We got good stuff coming for you next week, as always, so be on the lookout at some point next week. And for now, this is Kane and Aiden signing off.
Signing off.